Vectis Radio, FM 104.6. Our broadcasters are all ages and abilities. This is what makes us your local station. VectisRadio.com.
Right, we're hoping to speak now to Seamus Westwood from Gump Around the UK. Let's see if he's there. Are you there, Seamus?
Hello, yes.
Oh, marvellous. I can do it right then.
Hi, Seamus.
Right, first of all, Seamus, where are you at the moment?
I'm in Shoreham-on-Sea at the moment.
Shoreham-on-Sea, right, yeah. Okay. And you're walking 8,000 miles along the UK coast?
That's right, yes.
And you've got 6 dogs with you, is that right?
Yeah, just a few, yeah.
Just a few, okay. Are they all your pets?
Yeah, all my pets, yeah, all rescues they are.
Oh, excellent. Are they all huskies?
No, I've got one husky, a whippet, a Jack Russell, 2 collies, Lurcher Cross, Deerhound, I forgot the other one.
I thought you were going to say 101 Dalmatians.
Oh, this is Caroline, by the way.
Hello.
Hey, Seamus, hi.
My partner in crime. Children with terminal cancer, is that right?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
And so you're being sponsored, are you, for this?
No, I've just arranged it all myself and with people that are helping.
There's a crowdfunding page, isn't there? I've seen on Facebook. Yeah. So if anybody wants to donate, if they have a look at Gump Around the UK, actually donate. It's lovely to hear your dogs in the background. Just shows it's a genuine story.
She doesn't like me talking on the phone.
Oh, doesn't she?
Oh, bless. No. Oh, they've been to the vets recently, haven't they?
Yeah. We had a bit of a cancer scare with one of them, which turned out to be okay. And my 2 male dogs have just had their bits removed.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
So when did you actually start the walk, Seamus, and what gave you the idea?
Well, I started on December the 9th, but we started originally with a pod and a bicycle, which we had to carry the dogs along with, really. But that broke down about 5 times, ended up costing a lot of money. So I think it was December the 24th, we then set off from Folkestone on foot.
Wow.
Yeah, the idea came because I battled with throat cancer myself for 3 years. And while I was ill and out in hospital, I was quite a grumpy old man, so...
Okay now, are you, Seamus?
Yeah, I'm okay now. I'm in remission 7 months now.
All right.
I'm doing okay, but I was pretty touched by how brave the kids were when they were doing it.
I know,
they were all brave,
I know.
Running around and taking it in their stride.
It's amazing, isn't it?
I was sitting there like a grumpy old man.
Yeah.
And you were homeless as well, was that...
happened a few months after coming into remission. It wasn't the best time.
I think it's great what you're doing, Seamus. I'm full of admiration for you. When do you hope to reach the Isle of Wight?
The Isle of Wight? Well, it was going to take me about 2 weeks from where I was, but I've been walking very quickly, so I should be there by about mid-next week, say Wednesday, I think.
All right, you've got your ferry all sorted, yeah?
Yeah, and I'm going to stay out for the big homeless sleepover thing that there's arranged over there as well.
Would you be able to come in and talk to us on Thursday?
If I'm there, yeah, definitely. I'd love to do that. That's
we're in Newport.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
We'd love to interview you as well.
Oh, that'd be great. Yeah, I can find my way over there. That's fine. That'd be brilliant.
Great. Okay.
Thank you.
We think what you're doing is absolutely amazing.
I think what the Isle of Wight are doing is pretty amazing because everyone's behind. I think I've got half the island waiting for me to come over. And everyone's been really helpful, and I can't believe how nice.
Oh, we're nice people on the island. Yeah. You'll always get lots of support. How are you coping with the cold weather at night?
I'm okay at night time, and if it gets too cold, I just walk. It's not too bad.
And
I've got a gas heater. And
oh, that's useful.
Tent. I've got a small tent and 6 dogs, so it stays pretty warm, really. Well,
yeah, I bet they keep you warm, don't they, lying on top of you?
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they keep me very warm and steal all my food.
Oh, great.
What's your route going to be from the island then? You're going to go back across to Portsmouth or Southampton?
No, I'm going to be distraught because Portsmouth and Southampton's got a lot of inland rivers, and it's really difficult to get past there. There was another guy who did it a while back, and it took him over a week just to get around that area, and that's really difficult for me and the dogs and the stuff that I carry. So we're going to come over from Portsmouth, and then we're going to go over from Cowes. I've forgotten what it's called.
Coming up to Ryde?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to have a meet on the beach, so I was told, with all the dogs.
Yeah, and the dog walk, I think there's going to be quite a few people coming, so that'll be great.
Oh, good, we'll have to get that advertised.
Get over, because it looks absolutely beautiful, Ireland.
It is,
yeah, it's lovely here. Well, perhaps you'll stay.
You might want to stay here.
I don't think so, really. And, maybe in a few years when I finish.
And then are you heading back? Where are you heading back to when you leave the island?
After that, then we're back over to the UK mainland, and then down through Devon, Cornwall, up around Bristol, Wales.
Wow, it's a long way.
All the way back around.
Where is it you're from then, Seamus?
Originally, I'm from Derbyshire. Originally,
okay.
But I lived in Wales for about 20 years.
All right, what's the connection with Folkestone? Is that where you started from?
That's where I started from. Yeah, that's where I've got some friends here. So when I became homeless, I came down here.
Okay.
Because I had friends here that would kind of help me a little bit and support me a little bit. So I went to Folkestone for that. But then after being homeless for a few weeks, I was sitting there and I was thinking, I better kind of do this.
When you reach the island, Seamus, we've got things for you. There's things for the dogs, food for the dogs.
Thank you.
We look forward to seeing you.
Can I have a Vectis Radio sticker for my bag as well, please?
Have we got a Vectis Radio sticker? Yes, I'm sure we'll find you one.
Yeah,
we'll find something for you. Look forward to seeing you, Seamus. I was going to call you Shane then, in a couple of weeks, yeah?
Okay, brilliant. No, I should be there by Wednesday next week.
Oh, Wednesday next week?
Yeah.
Oh, marvellous.
Yeah.
Well, we'll keep in touch with you between now and then. And if you could call in the Riverside Centre in Newport, we'd love to interview you live on air in the studio. That would be great.
Brilliant.
And we'd really support what you do.
Can I just thank everyone on the Isle of Wight for being so kind as well, please?
Oh, brilliant. Yes,
yeah,
consider it done. We'll share on our Facebook page the details of the walk and how people can donate, more importantly.
Oh, lovely. Thank you ever so much. And they can always find me on Facebook at hashtag Gump Around the UK. So.
Gump Around the UK. So it's G-U-M-P Around the UK.
That's right, yeah.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
Okay,
thank you ever so much. It was a pleasure. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for talking to us, and we'll see you next week, hopefully, Seamus.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.